me about it. But yeah, it rained a ton, and then Saturday morning rained for a little bit, and then just kind of chilled out. And by then, my comps, like, rest time was up, so we went out to the sector with me, went to Biasud to see Family Bite and Family Deal. And then we stopped by Sercentia and Frere Loic. And then, like, Dempe gave us, like, a new contact, like, some new lady to go teach. So we'll probably go see her next week. Yeah, that was basically it Saturday. Saturday night, I got talked with, like, Elder Sorensen again, and Elder Meta, his companion. His companion's, like, wanting to learn English. Like, I was just, like, speaking English, like, with him on the phone. He actually, like, knows pretty good English, which is really cool. It's because he's had a lot of American companions. Like, Elder Austin was his trainer. He worked with, who else? I don't know. He's with Elder Sorensen now. He's with some other American, too. I can't remember who. But anyways, Sunday was pretty good today. It's a pretty nice day. Oh, also yesterday, there's like this guy from Pianga. He like goes around just like selling ties and like church pants and just stuff for like missionaries and stuff. And so like I bought like a few ties from him. And, like, I put in an order from him to like, he's gonna make like these bead ties for me. I did that like a month ago. Like, that was like back when I was at Gonzac. I forgot to tell you guys about this. But anyways, like, he made these ties, like, with my name in it. They were so sweet. They turned out really good. Except for the fact that, like, I asked to, like, for them to write my name in black. But they just kind of, like, made the colors to match the tie. So it kind of turned out all right. But it's all right. Yeah, looks good. And then on my Côte d'Ivoire, because it's, like, the flag. Like, it's an American flag. And then the flag for Côte d'Ivoire. And for the flag de Côte d'Ivoire, they messed up the N in my name. Oh, I'm really frustrated with that. They flipped it. It's like backwards. But anyways, it looks really good. It turned out pretty great. But anyways, so that he came Friday. I forgot to say that. But yeah, then Sunday, it's pretty good. Just had church as normal. Yeah, I think basically it. It's good for the week. It's a pretty solid week. Not much of working because my comp's been sick, but, you know, it's taught me patience, and, yeah, it's been a good week. Let's see. The scripture for this week. I was going to share Moroni 7, but figured, you know, might as well go with our family scripture, Human 5:12. It's like the best. I love this scripture. I use it like all the time. It's like just like my favorite scripture. I feel like it'll be my family's scripture as well. I'll just keep the, what's that called? Like when, I forgot the name of that. Anyways, like when you just have like things going forever, like generation. I forget the word. Anyways, it reads, et maintenant, mes fils, souvenez-vous que c'est sur le roc de notre identité qui est le Christ, le Fils de Dieu, que vous devez bâtir votre fondation afin que lorsque le diable enverra ses vents puissants, oui, ses traits dans les tourbillon, oui, lorsque toute sa grêle et sa puissante tempête s'abattront sur vous, seul n'est aucune pouvoir sur vous. Pour vous entraîner en bas jusqu'au gouffre de misère et de malheur sans fin, à cause du roc sur lequel vous êtes bâti, qui est une fondation sur une fondation telle que si les hommes construisent sur elle, ils ne peuvent tomber. So, voilà, c'est ça. I love this scripture. Basically, just build a strong foundation on Christ. by reading your scriptures every day, praying personally in the morning and at night, and as a family, every day, and just trying your best to just follow the commandments, just do everything you can, follow the simple seven, like you said, Dad. And oh, also, I totally forgot to say this last week, but yeah, so anyways, that's it for the scripture. But anyways, this last week, I totally forgot to tell you, happy Father's Day, Dad. I love you tons, man, and I'm so grateful for your example. I don't know, I feel like I wouldn't be who I am today without your example. You've taught me everything I know, and I don't know, all of the advice that you always give me, man, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just sans fin, without end, man. I just love you so much, man, and thanks for your great example of just being a super Christ-like person. You're really charitable, and just, I don't know, I've just really come to realize on this mission, just all the things that you do for our family. I don't even think my brothers really realize. But yeah, you're a stud, man. You're my best friend. And also, happy Father's Day to Grandpa and all the other fathers, people that are listening to my recordings. I don't even know if people are listening to these recordings. I know my family does, but I don't know if there's anybody else other than them. But it doesn't matter. Make these things for you guys. But anyways, just want to say that. Love you tons, Dad. And also love you too, Grandpa, and just all the fathers out there, man. Anyways, that's my week. Love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had an amazing week as well. And yeah, can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys.